Hello.
Hi, my name is Samaya. Give me a call back with customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, I. This is to do with something on my Chase card that is a continuing thing, like $59 or something is taken out. I want that taken off. I want to stop that.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code so that I can pull up your account with us?
How's that?
Can you provide me with your zip code so that I can pull up the account, your account with us?
Okay, 17522.
All right, and your first and last name?
Grace Wanger.
Ms. Grace, for security purposes, can you please provide me with your address?
155 Weidmannsville Road, Ephrata, Pennsylvania.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, so I do see here that you have the Vibe smartwatch. Do you recall doing a 14-day free trial for that product on December the 20th, 2019?
No,
I mean 2020, I'm sorry.
I do not. I thought it was a just for taking a survey on Target's account or something.
Okay, so what you signed up for was a 14-day free trial for that product, and you signed up for a 14-day free trial. Now, it's not a monthly subscription, ma'am. What happens is so you pay $7.92 for the watch, and you receive the watch. And we give you 14 days to try the product out. The watch that you have, it will help you keep you in shape with sleep tracking, heart rate monitoring, step tracking technology. You'll be able to keep on top of your health while connecting your phone with the app. It allows you to stay on top of alerts, as well as incoming calls. One of the most powerful tools in our fitness in the fitness department right now that goes on your wrist. Now, what you're charged for, that $59.97, that's the full price for that product. Once you pay that $59.97, you're not going to be charged again. The only reason why it's continuing to show charge is because only reason why it's showing only reason why it's showing that it's continuing to charge is because the charges have been declined each time. But once you make that full purchase or full payment of $59.97, you would not receive any more charges from us.
Okay, so if I send it back, I am not really interested in the product. I'm not, I don't want it. Do you want me to send it back?
Okay, give me just a second. Let me look and see how the refund would go for this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were to send it back, you are responsible for the shipping and handling of that product. And there is a $9.95 restock fee as well that'll be subtracted from your refund. Now, you wouldn't receive the refund back today. You wouldn't receive the refund back today. You'll actually it actually take up to 30 days, 30 to 45 days once the product is received. Then it does have to go through an inspection. After inspected, then the warehouse will actually refund you the fund back. But what I can do for you, I can actually place the, because you're still in a trial basis since it has not been paid out, I can place the account on a 30-day, I could place the account on a 30-day on a 30-day hold. That'll give you 30 days to process that payment. In turn, I'd love to also provide you with a 35% discount, so you wouldn't have to pay the full $59.97. It'll be discounted by 35%, and you're still able to keep that product.
Okay. Sounds too complicated for me. Yeah. I'm not really interested in it. I'll send it back.
Okay. And I definitely understand that you're not interested in it, ma'am. However, again, to avoid you from having to go through all of that, I can provide you with a 50% discount for that product. So you'll pay 50% of that $39.97, which is approximately $29 for that watch. And you're still able to keep the watch as well.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I just don't want it. Not interested.
Okay. And again, I don't want to lose you as a customer, and I definitely do not want you to have to pay the restock fee as well as that as well as the shipping and handling for the product. So what I can do is apply my employee discount, which is a 75% discount. So you'll get 75% off of the $59.97. Bear me one moment, I can tell you the price for that. Okay, so if I give you the 79% discount, it'll leave you to only pay $14.99 for the watch, and you're able to keep that watch. And in reality, if you were to send it back, ma'am, you'll be paying way more than the $14.99 because again, you are charged a $10 restock fee as well as the shipping and handling for the product. So if you will allow me to, I can place the adjustments on the account for you to only pay the $14.99 in order to keep the watch, and the watch is yours to keep. You will not receive any more charges, nor would you receive any more product from us after the $14.99 is paid on the account.
Okay.
All right.
You wouldn't charge my account.
No
after
more
that.
After that. That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Bear me one moment. Let me go ahead and put the adjustments on the account for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Grace. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for holding with me. So I did go ahead and place the account on a 30-day hold just to make sure that, you know, you have time to process that payment of $14.99. Excuse me. And I did, excuse me, and I did also apply my 75% employee discount for that product. So you are set to pay $14.99 on the 27th of February, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Ms. Grace, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye for now.